Illegal dumping is a serious problem in Camden, New Jersey. The city spends about $4 million to clean up piles of trash each year. Now, through a community partnership with the city and several nonprofit groups, some notorious dumping sites will soon transform into public art spaces. WHYY's Trine Noree reports.
Maxine Ford has been living in Camden's Whitman Park neighborhood for 37 years, and she's fed up with seeing trash.
I don't know who does it. But I come out and look, and I said, I know the city just cleaned it because I seen them clean it. As soon as they clean it, they don't.
Just yards away from her front door is one of six sites chosen for a New View project, a collaboration with the City of Camden, Cooper's Ferry Partnership, and Rutgers Camden Center for Arts. Funded by the Bloomberg Philanthropies Public Art Challenge, this project calls for artists to reimagine dumping spots in high traffic areas. Mishka Mitchell, vice president at Cooper's Ferry Partnership, says she hopes the art changes people's perceptions of the city.
You know, if you are living in a neighborhood where you know that people are coming in and dumping on your neighborhood on a regular basis, you know, you have to think about, so what is the message that is being sent to the people who live there about their own communities if everyone else is seeing it as a dumping ground?
The city has bumped up trash pickup to 2 days a week. But many of the dumped items, like tires and TVs, don't qualify for curb pickup and can be expensive to dispose of properly. Trine Noree, WHYY News.
For more information, you can go to anewviewcamden.com.